Coach Vernon Dozier here, and welcome to our Coach Vernon Dozier show. Phil Hendry, I'm told, is going to be going to Canada. Not Canada, he's going to...
Going to Florida.
Going to Florida on Friday, and I believe they'll have a BSP chat.
Yes, from South Florida.
From South Florida. That'll be on the BSPs and More page on Facebook when he is doing those journeys, as he does to South Florida to visit Jackie. A lot of people have asked the question, is Phil moving to Florida? And I can tell you, having talked to him, in fact, let's roll that tape if we could. Are you moving to Florida?
What?
Are you moving to Florida?
No.
No, I've said, well, I don't know, Phil. You're down there, and then you're back, and then you're not.
All right.
Because it's a question I might want to ask or have asked and answered on the when I fill in for you tonight.
Okay. No.
Why are you down there? So I'm just for Jackie, right?
Yeah, because the reason why I travel down...
I don't want a big, long answer. Just why are you down there?
For a woman.
For a... Well, that doesn't say a lot.
You didn't want a big, long answer.
All right. Well, so let's start again. Why are you in Florida tomorrow? And you'll be there for how long?
Through the 4th.
Why?
Because... The woman that I love very much lives there. She can't travel to California.
Wait a minute. That's not what I asked. Hey, Coach, I got to answer the question.
All right.
I asked you the question, why are you in Florida? Now you're telling me all about her travel plans.
I know that, but it fits in.
Why don't you let him answer the question, Coach?
Oh, well, I didn't know all of a sudden you're sitting in. Am I hosting the show or not?
Yes, you are, but this is just a taped segment.
What about Jackie?
Because she has an elderly dog... that needs specific kinds of care. She can't leave Kirby in the care of just anybody. So it's either she takes care of Kirby, or in the very odd, rare opportunity, her son Ryan, who does not live in Miami, he lives in Central Florida. So most of the time now, poor Kirby is, I say poor, he's a lucky guy.
Okay, so now you give me the book-length version.
Let him answer the question.
Wait a minute. Since when do I got to answer to her?
Margaret.
Are you going to answer the question? Or
I'm answering it, Coach, and I'm going to answer the best way I can. I have to go to Florida because she can't travel here to California because of Kirby. And once Kirby moves here, then we're going to be cool.
And when's that going to be?
We're not sure, but sometime within the next several months. She has a house to sell, and she has a lot of stuff to do, man. So it's just, it is what it is.
All right, so you just hit the microphone. I think I just saw. So for the foreseeable future, once a month, you're traveling to Florida.
Yes.
And that will answer the question, because a lot of people asked, are you moving to Florida?
No, I'm not. I'm not moving to Florida.
You don't like Florida?
I love Florida. I love Florida more when I lived there. I don't love it as much anymore because of the way it's a different place. But I don't want to get into the politics or anything like that. Let me just say, I like California much, much more. I like California better than anywhere in the country, if you want my honest opinion, because it's my home.
Okay, so, but, all right. So that was the interview. Thank you very much, Bud, for racking that up. I never did get the answer from him.
What kind of answer are you looking for?
Wait a minute. Am I on the show today?
You saw we were sitting here when you started the show. Did you think we're just not going to say nothing?
I thought maybe you'd keep your mouth shut for...
Oh, okay.
So what? Now I forgot what I said.
Yeah, see, that's the reason why I didn't want to do this with 19 different co-hosts. Now, Margaret, I see you're here. You were in on the interview this afternoon.
Well, what do you think, Coach, excuse me, if you don't mind, Coach Dozier, what do you think is going to happen when the three of us are sitting here staring at you?
I thought you were here to take a look, to watch me. In other words, just as spectators.
No, we're here as your co-hosts and moderators and members of the panel.
Well, if I'd known it, that...
Oh, if you'd known that's the way it was going to be, then you wouldn't have been... That's fine if you'd like to leave.
No, I don't want to leave, but okay, so that's fine. That's okay. What was your question, sir?
I forget now. You keep sidetracking everybody.
The point is that you talked to Phil this afternoon. We just aired that segment. He's going to Florida, and he goes there because she can't come to California.
All right, I've got that. Anyway, welcome, folks. It's Coach Vernon Dozier here filling in for Phil Hendry, and we've got sports coming up. And we have on the table here a sporting question that was asked by Phil Hendry today on his Twitter feed. Not really a question, it was a comment that many in the media feel it's time for the Miami Dolphins to move to San Diego and become the San Diego Dolphin or the...
They singularize it.
That's how they would unique, make it unique to San Diego. They would be go from being the Miami Dolphins to the San Diego Dolphin. That's your fondest dream, Mr. Dickman. And
just think when they singularize the nicknames, it's great.
Yeah, so what? So what's the big deal? The big deal, Coach, is that the Miami Dolphins are an iconic brand in the National Football League. They have the only perfect season, 17 wins, no defeats. They did that in 1973, I forget what season they did it in.
1972-74.
What are you talking about?
1972-73.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's when the Dolphins did 1972-73. 73 Super Bowl, 1972 season. They went 17-0, and that was one hell of a football season. And they had Don Shula, who's one of the great coaches in the history of the game. So they had some great teams in South Florida. So to uproot that team and move them to San Diego, and then to add insult to injury by calling them the San Diego Dolphin, not Dolphins, it sounds to me like they're trying to strip away the team name.
Well, I would agree with that. It sounds as if they're trying to rebrand the team as if they had never been in Miami, or if they had, it was a stepping stone to their eventual arrival in San Diego. And I think it gelds the team of its identity, and I couldn't agree more. I don't think they need to move. I don't think the situation is that bad.
Well, I don't know. But Phil says, and I'm not a sports fan, Phil has said in the past that there are sports that don't draw well in Miami. One of them is baseball.
Yeah, but it's always raining.
Well, they have a dome stadium, though, don't they?
They do have a dome stadium in... I can't believe I'm talking sports with...
What, with a woman?
No, but I mean, I probably know more about sports than all three of you put together.
Well, let's see, okay?
Yeah, okay, I mean...
Anyway, getting back to what we were saying, they have a dome stadium in Miami, so rain is not...
Well, that was your point. Rain is a factor, and no, it isn't. There's a dome stadium.
Oh, okay.
So there's a dome stadium, but I don't think the Marlins have drawn all that well. Then you have the Panthers, the hockey team. Am I right about that?
Yes, that's the
Florida Panthers, yeah, hockey.
All right. This is a team that for 20-plus years has, in the words of a great many, stunk it out. This past season, they did well. They won two games out of the six games that they played the Lightning.
God, get a load of you.
Yeah, it was great. Hey, you really...
I do my homework, thank you.
All right.
They won two of the six games they played against the Lightning. But the point with the Panthers is that they're not a great... not really drawing well. And at one point, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I heard that ownership there was thinking of either moving the team or selling the team.
Well, it is true. And I don't know when that was, but there was a moment there where there was some grumbling from the Florida Panther ownership. But I don't think that's in the cards. They still have a good core of fans down there. Now that brings us to the Miami Heat. The Heat are, I believe, they're the last championship team they've had in South Florida. I don't know when the Marlins won the World Series. Anybody take a guess?
No, I can't. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't really follow them.
I don't know anything about baseball.
Yeah.
We're the best that you got here, Coach.
Yeah, I know. What are they called?
The Marlins.
No, I'm not talking about the Marlins. I'm talking about the Miami. Who are the Marlins?
That's the basketball.
All right. The Marlins in basketball?
No, that Marlins play baseball.
The basketball team is the it's the Heat.
That's it. The Miami Heat, I think, was the last club in South Florida to win a national championship, a world's championship in the NBA. They draw well. They have a good fan base. Miami seems to be a market that embraces basketball very well. The other team they have down there is Inter Miami. Now, that's a team that Phil goes to watch. And
that's soccer.
That's soccer, yeah. Now, what I gather from talking to Phil, the team draws 14, 15,000 for home games. Not a very good team, but it's a new team. It's a new team. So I think they're only about three seasons old. They're somewhere in the second division there, the Eastern Conference.
Now, when you say second division,
that means they're in the bottom.
That means they're in the bottom part of it, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like ninth place.
Right, they're, I think they're in ninth place.
They're ninth place, and they stink.
All right, but I mean, again, it's a team. But here's the thing. They play at Lockhart Stadium in Fort Lauderdale, and it's not a very – it's a venue, an old venue that they did expand, and they've spruced it up, and they've painted the seats, and they've tried to make it as pleasurable as possible, but it's not – it's, for instance, not like the Bank of California Stadium that Phil has taken me out. I've gone out to see the L.A. Football Club.
Oh, he's taking you to some of the games, huh?
Oh, yeah. Why, is that unusual?
Yeah, he's pretty cheap with those seats. I mean, he and Don both are pretty cheap with the seats, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's. Have you been out there?
I have not.
Margaret?
No, I've not been to the Bank of California Stadium, no.
Well, it's where the old sports arena used to be. It's a great stadium. It's a great facility. Beautiful seating, great sidelines, and very comfortable seats, and the parking situation is perfect, and they've got everybody, you know, in other words, they've got people there to assist in the parking of cars and whatever the hell else they do. I don't know. I wouldn't drive into a ballpark if someone put a loaded shotgun to my head because I it scares me to death.
Well, there's a lot of traffic these days, and sometimes you're fighting for position with other cars. There's those cops around.
That's it. But nonetheless, that's a great ballpark. Now, if you go to Lockhart Stadium, Fort Lauderdale, it's an old rundown joint that they've spruced up, but they were supposed to have a new stadium.
Well, my understanding is that Beckham, who is the husband of Posh Spice, all right, General?
Yeah?
Bud?
What about it?
What about Posh Spice?
Yeah, she was a big rock star or something.
She was a great singer, a member of the Spice Girls. She's now married to David Beckham, owner, okay?
Yes, Margaret, he owns the, what is it called?
The
Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat.
No, it's the soccer game. Inter.
Oh, Inter Miami, yes. And so it's Beckham. You saw the movie Bend 'Em Like Beckham?
I did not, no.
No, I didn't, no.
Okay, well, that was him.
Well, what's it about?
I don't know, but...
Well, what you're saying, he's a notable individual.
Yes, very notable. Very much an individual people identify with and say, aha, he is a great soccer player. So, and he owns the Inter Miami team. My understanding is also that he purchased a larger percentage of the team here within the last 2 to 3 weeks. Now, he is committed to that team.
Well, they've got problems with, I heard they have problems with Fort Lauderdale. They're not doing what they said they'd do. They're supposed to build a park. They didn't do that. They're supposed to have that parking lot finished. They haven't done that.
So what do you say?
What I'm saying is, that the city of Fort Lauderdale, at least, is not happy with them. And what I'm trying to say is, I think they'd be a better club.
Well, they should be playing in Miami.
They should be playing in Miami, exactly. They should be. Get that stadium built down in Miami. And
yeah, you guys are talking all about Miami, like, you know.
That's because that's where Phil's going tomorrow. Okay, Bud, we're trying to be relevant here.
Okay, yeah. Well, we are talking an awful lot. Well, we have Coach Vernon Dozier, who is hosting the show tonight.
Can you put those papers down? Because it's making noise. Okay, sorry.
Coach, you know, I love you and respect you, but I'm General Galen Shaw, okay? And I've been on this show longer than you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Coach. I mean, General Shaw.
Why do people always make that mistake?
All right, everybody, just calm down, please. You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. And we're kind of picking through Phil's life and first of all, talking about him going out to South Florida, because the question was, is he moving there? And that was a question that was asked by a lot of listeners. They said, what's he doing down in Florida?
That's the reason why he's in Florida.
We got the answer this afternoon when I talked to him, unless I'm missing something.
No, there's nothing to miss, and I think people are getting it wrong on purpose. I think people have fun with it. Phil is simply going to South Florida because Jackie can't travel to California, given the fact that Kirby, the beautiful Irish terrier that we all know.
Yeah, Kirby's a great dog.
Yes, he is.
Well, he cannot. He's very elderly now, so it just not just anyone coming in and dog sitting or taking care of him will do. He takes a certain amount of medicine. He has to have his walks a certain time, etc. So he's on assisted living. He's an elderly dog.
Well, I don't think any of us misunderstand that. We're all aware of that.
Yeah, that comes without saying. So. Phil has to travel there, and they're doing it about once a month.
About once a month, yes. Now, once Jackie gets the house sold, then they're all coming to California.
And I heard Phil say that they're going to come back here by way of an RV or something.
That's right. He's going to get a recreational vehicle, a big, nice, big, spacious one, and they'll travel. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, because it'll be spacious and everything, and it certainly it'll be spacious.
Right, it'll be spacious.
Yeah, it'll be big enough. So that's what they're going to do. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know. All right, this is Coach Vernon Dozier. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And we're coming back with more thoughts and views here on this Thursday. And tomorrow is going to be a chat. That'll be at the BSPs and More page. If you'd like to know where that is, go to to Facebook and enter in BSPs and More. You have to be a member of the BSPs and More group to partake. Jesus, what are you doing? I'm sorry, you didn't have to point it out.
Well, you've got your finger up your nose.
I have an itchy Jesus.
It looks like you got a hair.
I got a hair hanging out of my nose, and I was trying to deal with it without people to...
Sorry, Coach.
Yeah. So the BSPs and More page, why am I talking about that?
That's where the chat is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. It starts at 7 o'clock Pacific, and that's the home of the Phil Henry Show chat when Phil is out of town. I think the only other time he did a chat there was when he was in Atlanta.
Yeah, Phil traveled to Atlanta a couple of summers ago on some business, and that's it.
Yeah, so, all right, we'll be right back. This is Coach Vernon Dozier coming up next. I'll be talking to Father James McQuarters about the prospects that we have this season for Belmar Academy. We are 1-2. We lost our first two games. We had a big win over Monkey Prep last Friday night. And
hey, all right, way to do it.
Thank you. And we will talk a little bit more about that with Father James McQuarters, our headmaster and on the board, the administrative board of Belmar Academy.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Rise Wiesbeck.
Would you like to learn how to leave your mark in a creative way? Many people can't read or write, but they can leave their mark. When you're signing a document, signing your name, birthday card, it could be anything. You need to leave a distinctive mark. Sometimes people leave an X, sometimes a curlicue, sometimes a swizzle. But whatever it is, you want it to be distinctive, creative, and colorful. Learn to leave your mark with the John J. Weishammer Leave Your Mark Academy. Send away for interesting information in a brochure. He'll tell you where to sign up, how to leave your mark, and how to leave it in a way that people will say, look at that, that's not just a man that can't read or write, that's a guy that's trying to compensate by leaving a really interesting mark.
Hello, I'm John J. Weishammer, owner of the John J. Weishammer Leave Your Mark Academy. I think you'll enjoy every moment you spend with us learning how to make swizzles and curlicues, X's, and big volcano-looking things, so you can leave your mark in a way what people will remember and stuff.
Leave your mark the distinctive way with the John J. Weishammer Leave Your Mark Academy. Leave Your Mark is not associated with anyone named Mark.
Welcome back here. This is Coach Vernon Dozier, and we are here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with me, Coach Dozier. We have Margaret Gray. We have Bud Dickman and General Galen Shaw, and we also want to talk to... we have Father James McQuarters, who is our headmaster at Belmar Academy, and right now he's working a little bit late there in the office. Sounds like people are still there, Father.
Oh, it's burning the midnight oil, if is it worth some of us putting together some... tests. We're also putting together the new Belmar Academy manual for the parents.
It actually, excuse me for saying this, Father, it sounds like you're in a restaurant.
In a restaurant. Yeah, okay. You know, I stopped off at Ted. He caught me.
Hey, Coach, it's Ted Bell. We didn't think you'd finally figure it out.
You caught me.
You know, Father came by for just a very quick pop, and then he's heading back to the...
I stopped by to get to wet my whistle a little bit, if you don't mind.
Right, so you're not there at the school.
No, I'm not at the school, but I'm heading back shortly. And if it interests you, Father Staley's driving, so.
Well, we don't want you drinking and driving, Father.
Thank you for letting everyone know that I've been drinking.
You just said you. Ted just said you're having a Ted.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for that, Ted.
Well, I didn't know what the...
So we're here to talk about football, right?
We want to find out. I'd like to find out. I want people to listen to your views, Father McQuarters, on Belmar Academy this season. Last year, we did not have a season because of the pandemic. This year, we've just come out of the box with two straight losses, one to Love Village and the other to Bug Eye.
The loss to Bug Eye... bugged me, if I may say, because that's a school, that's a program that we should be, that's a brand new school, Bug Eye Prep to Division 3A. And for them to spank us around the field like we're something they saw crawling on their windshield, and they got out of the car and hit us with a newspaper, that's what it felt like to me. To be sort of slatted by Bug Eye like that. And then Love Village the week before, I have to ask myself, how prepared were we? Now, I know we had a very tough summer, and you ran the boys through the drill, but to me, it looked like everyone's sleepwalking out there.
Well, you know, Father, I tell you, that's why I'm a coach, and you're a priest, and you run the school, and I run the football team, because I know better
And I think I do. I think I know better than you as to what's going to motivate a team. Now, I'll give you this.
Yeah, but they look terrible. You know, I grant you that you know more about coaching football than me, but we've had a successful program under you, Coach Dozier. And now these last three seasons, last year, of course, we didn't have a season. And before that, we lost seven games. And now we're up against this brand-new school like Bug-Eye, Love Village, which, you know, people used to say, who are you playing this year? Love Village. Okay, that's a win. Everyone always just thought there was... And this year, out of the gate, we've looked terrible. So I'm wondering what it is that you've got up your sleeve and what more we can expect this year.
Well, I can tell you this, Father. Well, I had a couple of prospects that I wanted to offer high school scholarships to. You couldn't see your way through that, see your way clear to doing that.
Are you talking about Winkley and Owen, the Brown twins?
Yes, Winkley Brown, Owen Brown, yeah.
Well, those guys, are you kidding me or something? They talk about two left feet. They bumped into each other leaving my office.
I told you that they were very unusual young men, but they had good hands, good feet. Good wide receivers. We could use them not only on offense as receivers. One of them's a tight end. You saw the size of that guy. But they played both ways. They played defense.
The guys, they're bumping into each other. And then I said, how do you guys like the campus? And I swear the guy's looking cross-eyed. Like, where's that? He had glasses as thick as the bottom of a Coke bottle. You've heard it all before. You've heard all the jokes. They're all true with them.
But you have to trust my instinct. I'm telling you, we lost two good ones because those two kids are going to go and play across the street at Hobotown. And Hobotown, they already took Wyzecki from us.
Hobotown. You know something? I talked to Dr. Murnery, who's the headmaster at Hobotown, and he met these Brown kids. And I said, well, what do you think? He said, they're good. But you're right, they do stumble around like they don't know whether they walked into the ladies' room. Then they look like they're getting ready to fall down some stairs. Somebody had to grab them before they fell. And
but what kind of guy? Hobotown had won their first game. Those two guys had touchdowns.
You know, but...
Father McCordis, it sounds to me like Coach Dozier had a couple of good prospects of these boys. What's their name?
Winkley and Owen Brown, these two twins. And they've got cross-eyed, thick Coke bottle glasses. They look like they're about to walk off the edge of the roof of a warehouse if you don't catch them. And then they get on a football field, and who knew?
I told you they're world beaters on the football. I don't care if they look like they're going to fall off the roof of a warehouse, whatever you said.
They look like they get near a set of stairs. They'll fall down those stairs like that old lady that was tied in a wheelchair in Kiss of Death, you know?
All right, calm down, Father. God, calm down, Father. I mean, this is just, we're just talking about football. So, but you would agree, we lost two good ones there.
Well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. How was I supposed to know?
You trust my instinct. When I say we need these kids, we need them now. They're over at Hobotown. Hobotown's 3-0.
Oh, Hobotown's 3-0.
They're 3-0, and they're in our league. They're in the Leprechaun League. So I have...
Are we playing Hobotown?
That's the only team in our league we're not playing this year. And I have no doubt if we make the playoffs... And that's it.
Make the playoffs? We're 1-2.
Yeah, thank you very much. We are 1-2.
You're not blaming me for that, are you?
I'm telling you that a couple of building blocks we let go over to Hobotown is all I'm trying to say. What is this Hobotown? This is an actual school?
Yes, it's a school. Academically, they're ranked very high. They're brand new in our division because their school's gotten bigger. And they put them right smack dab in the middle of the Leprechaun League. And they've won the first three games.
All right, so that's a problem right there. When I have to go to your office and ask, look, these kids wanted a scholarship because the family's not that well off. We've given kids a ride to our high school before, and you said no.
I'm going to say it again, Coach. When I saw these two bumping into each other and looking at a woman and saying, excuse me, sir, walking into the ladies' room twice, walked into the girls' restroom, walked into the girls' locker room.
Well, how do you know they did that by mistake?
You could tell. They're bumping into walls. They're walking in front of traffic. You know Jim Horsack?
Yeah.
You know, Jim Horsack had to pull them out from the path of a speeding delivery van. This guy was coming on campus. He had the results of some blood test one of the teachers took. I don't know what it was about. But the guy was this delivery van, or it was like a UPS van, came screaming onto the campus. And Horsack had to pull that Owen Brown, that moron, out of the path of this thing, or he would have run over.
All right, well, I know that this is very frustrating for you, Father McCorders, but you have to trust my football judgment. And when we let two good players like that get away, even if they do look like they're bumping into walls and they got to walk in front of a train, when I tell you they're good on a football field, you got to believe me.
All right, Coach. You know what? Fair enough. But right now we're 1-2, so whatever you think you're going to be pulling out of your pants this year, I do it rather quick.
I don't pull anything out of my pants, thank you. I pull football knowledge from my head. I use the players that we've got. And I think if we can stem the bleed, these are two losses, but we could actually make the playoffs with two losses if we can win all the rest of the way. Now that means we got to win nine, we got to win three, and now we got to win six more games.
How many games do we play?
We've played three. We got to win six more.
3 plus 6 is
9.
It's 9.
Yeah. Okay, Father McQuarters.
That it?
That's fine. That's good. Thanks very much. It's been great talking to you. And again, my door is always open to you.
No, well, wait. It goes the other way. My door is open to you.
Okay, your door is open to me. I'd like to come in and talk with you about some of these decisions football-wise because we've got the toughest part of our year coming up, toughest part of our schedule.
Well, who's next?
All right, well, it's coming up Friday night. We're at home against Jasper Boyce. Friday night, we're at home against... All right, well, coming up Friday night, we're at home against Jasper Boyce. We've got two home games, Jasper Boyce, and Whippoorwill.
Whippoorwill, God.
Yeah, Whippoorwill. That's another tough one. So
it seems like every year all those guys want to do is just bend me over.
All right, Whippoorwill, and then we've got we got Jasper Boyce. Excuse me, I'm bumping into microphones and everything.
Here.
Thank you. We got Jasper Boyce, Whippoorwill, Bishop Newberry, Lode, and then we ended Blue Moon Tech.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, Father McQuarters.
You know, I want to say this. I've got a little bit of money on...
Don't say that. You know, you're going to get in trouble with the CIF.
Oh, the CIF. What did you say? I told Father McQuarters, you're not betting any football here, and you're not betting it to the Dunphys. No, I didn't bet anything with the Dunphys.
Something tells me yes, you did.
No, I did not. It's a hell of a thing for you to say.
All right, well, it's Father James McQuarters. Thanks very much, Father.
Where do I get my ride? Toby, drive the father back, okay? Okay. Him?
All right. Father, you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be fine.
Father James McQuarters from Headmaster Belmar Academy is out at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I just gave him the bad news.
Now, you're talking about, I remember Whippoorwill and Bishop Newberry and Lode. I don't know Blue Moon Tech.
Blue Moon Tech's another new. We had three schools that are brand new to our league. We got Love Village is brand new. Lode, and we ought to be able to handle them.
Handle the Lode?
Oh, man. Jesus H, Margaret.
I'm trying to be relatable.
God, it's great. It's handle the Lode.
I'd rather not go there.
You know something? You guys led me into that.
No, Margaret, I mean, talking about handling a Lode. Yeah, I'll bet you can. Hey.
Pardon me.
Margaret, come on.
No.
Margaret, come on.
All you guys can go blow a goat. Isn't that how it goes, Coach?
Margaret, come on.
No.
Well, there she goes.
Margaret Gray just walked off. This is going to be the last time Henry ever asked me to do anything for him. I swear to God. All right. That'll do it for the...
That it?
Yeah, that's it. That'll do it for our show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And... thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget, tomorrow, world-famous Phil Henry Show on the road in Miami with the chat, 7 o'clock Pacific. And it'll be another Phil Henry Show right here on philhenryshow.com. World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for
Siempre.
Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, Podcast 1.